We'll talk about the truth of the Holy Scriptures. Hundreds of prophecies that predict Christ's coming. The Bible says in the last days, Israel will be surrounded by her enemies. 2,000 years ago, goat herders in the desert told of a time when Israel would become a nation again. And the Bible is accurate and the Bible is true. But if you're living your life outside of the Bible, God's eternal word, you have no hope of eternal life to come, neighbor. 2,000 years ago, it predicted the fate of the world. It predicted an antichrist system that's coming. COVID was a test run for the antichrist system that's coming and rising. If you think COVID was something, that's nothing compared to the lockdowns that are coming with the antichrist. The systems are being put in place. The money system, the numbering system. They're vying for the hearts of the children so they can line them up to take the mark of the beast. And once you take the mark of the beast, you'll have no hope. But if you know the Holy Scriptures, you will test yourself, young man. You will test and you will see that there is a way, there is a path, there is a hope, there is a light. That light is Christ. Amen. And he said, test yourself, sir. Take a gospel card. If you're here, you're not my brother, sir. My brother doesn't live worldly lives. My brother follows Jesus in righteousness. My Lord knows me. Really? By your fruit? Worldliness? Oh, my God. Carnality? Absolutely. What's the gospel that saves us? What is it? Actually, the Bible tells us to judge those that claim Christ. Otherwise, you won't know the truth, sir. Look at, you're being swept away. You're caught in Satan's snare. You're caught in Satan's snare. You need to repent, sir. You don't even have a gospel you can proclaim. How can you say that it is the truth when you can't even proclaim that gospel that you claim to know? All these American Christians that say you can't judge. Matthew 7 says judge and judge rightly, not hypocritically. Matthew 18 says go to your brother, call out his sin and judge. Take some more brothers, take him before the body, then put him out. Paul says judge in 1 Corinthians 5. Put the man in sexual sin out of the body. Paul says judge in 1 Timothy 5:20. Publicly rebuke those that are in sin so that others may see and fear. Paul says, judge in Romans 16:17. Mark those who cause division by leaving sound doctrine and avoid them. Paul says, judge in Titus 3:10. Warn a heretic once, twice, then avoid him. Paul says, judge in 2 Thessalonians 3. A man is lazy and won't work, Paul says, have no company with him. Paul says, judge in 1 Timothy 6. The Bible is full of judgments against the so-called people of God. If you don't judge, if you're in the truth or you're not, how will you know if you're in the truth or not? Try driving a car and not judging. Try driving a car and not judging with the brake pedal. Try driving a car and not judging with your eye-hand movement. Try putting a fork into your mouth and not into your eye.
Proverbs of the open rebuke is better than secret.
Amen. Amen. Proverbs is loaded with it. Proverbs 9 says, rebuke a scorner, he'll hate thee. Rebuke a wise man, he'll love thee. I think it's Proverbs 9:8.
Oh my gosh, thank you.
Rebuke and correction is loving.
I don't need to rebuke.
Rebuke and correction is loving. How will you know if you're in sin and headed to the road to destruction? Rebuking, it just means correction. Correct yourself from the ways of the world, neighbor. Turn from the sin of the world and worldliness and carnality that cannot save you. You're not safe in Christ until you're following and living for Christ. You're not safe unless you come out of the world. You're not following Jesus unless you've lost your life for his cause. Jesus said, everything my Father did not plant is going to be uprooted. I promise you, Jesus did not plant the strawberry fest. I promise you, Jesus did not plant your Sunday church system. I promise you, Jesus didn't plant entertainment, politics, pride and vanity, and sports. I promise you, Jesus didn't plant the pagan holiday of Good Friday and Easter coming up. Jesus didn't plant these things. He's going to uproot them. He's going to judge and put away. He's going to take his creation back. Are you part of his creation that knows him? Because if you know him, he'll redeem you by the blood of the Lamb. Revelation 12:11. We overcome by the blood of the Lamb, by the word of our testimony, and we love not our lives unto death. Is that you, neighbor? Have you loved your life unto death? We have not yet shed blood for the cause of Christ, so we must strive on. We still have life. We still have breath. Turn and repent. Seek the kingdom of God. Lose your life. It's been glorious preaching the gospel here today. Turn and repent. Open the holy scriptures and seek the kingdom of God.